Well, there we are. We've already given a few more spins on Cambridge 105 Radio. It's the brand new single from Rosala. It's called I Feel It Slipping Away. She joins us on the line now. This is so easy talking to Rosala because it turns out she's got my number in her phone and I've got her number in mine. Hi, Rosala.
Exactly. Hello, my best friend forever.
That's crazy. I'm going to wind up accidentally. Siri will accidentally dial you one day when I'm trying to ring another friend, so I do apologise. How are you keeping?
I understand. I'm okay. Just, you know, rearing to go out there and do my shows, my club dates, the festivals, and honestly, Neil, I do not know when that's going to happen.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Well, you can't book stuff, can you, nowadays?
You can't. I mean, I had a whole row of gigs, 70 across the board, sometime in January this year. They're all gone. Mm. Some have been moved to next year. Some have been completely, entirely cancelled. So what's happening now is, for instance, the Let's Rock gigs had moved some to mid next year, about June, July, so they, or May even, but they're getting a bit concerned, so they're starting to move more towards later in the year. So that's what's going on.
Indeed. Well, it's given you a little bit of a chance. You were telling me before we started recording, it's given you a little bit of a chance to get in the studio in between lockdowns and not being able to move out your front door.
Yeah, oh, that was brilliant. I thought, I'm doing something. I'm back to doing something normal. I went into the studio. Gary was in there, the producer working the mixing desk and stuff. And Nikki French, who's also a brilliant singer, she did backing vocals on a few of my tracks, including the new one, I Feel It Slipping Away. So they all were my ears, and they tell me, no, you sang a bum note, or because I can be so critical of myself,
yeah,
you know. So
yeah.
So when I got somebody else in the room that I trust, you know, Gary's got, you know, good ears for music, and so has Nikki for the vocals. But we managed to record another track to add towards the album. I would say, Neil, we've got about eight or nine tracks done, which are currently being mixed around the world, and we've got another two or three more left to record. So this is where we are.
It's so painful, isn't it, that you can't, organizing everything just takes so long nowadays, doesn't it?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, you know, we were like planning to go back into the studio to do the next two, and then of course lockdown two happened. So you know what, Neil, instead of getting frustrated, it is what it is. You just deal with it, and you know, in my case, I've got the next single, I Feel It Slipping Away. I'll concentrate on that. I'll do all that I can to help promote it, etc. And I was actually lucky enough to record a video.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
it was done by Ash, and Ash's like, he lives in Derby, and he's like, you better get down here because we could feel this lockdown too was going to happen. Mm. And he's like, you better get down here. So I left, I live in Tadworth. I left at 7:30 in the morning, drove down to Derby. It was just the three of us in the studio. We did this video in about 2 or 3 hours. And then I put the red wig on, you know, which is the single sleeve cover. And Ash was like, let me take some pictures on my iPhone. And he took some pictures of me. And lo and behold, we liked one of them so much, which is the sleeve of I Feel It Slipping Away cover.
Always the way, isn't it?
We were so shocked.
Yeah, indeed. Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
So look, tell us about the new song then, because to me, there's a real 90s feel to it, and not in a case, I mean, you are someone who has moved on from those tracks, those early days tracks. You've changed your stuff, but this sounds to me like a homage back to it. There's a little bit of the Jimmy Jam, Luther and Janet going on in the background.
Yeah, it honestly, Neil, it was not intentional in any way. All I heard was a good song, and I know that when I'm given demos, they normally end up sounding quite different to what the demo sounds like. All I know is when I'm sent a demo and I hear some ingredient in the song that's, well, you know, wet my taste buds to sing it, I go ahead and I do it. I love the track. It was done for a Motown artist back in the day. It was written by Lamont Dozier.
Oh, crikey. Well, that would explain a bit then. It's no wonder it's
exactly.
An excellent track.
Exactly. And I just thought it had a bit of soul to it, you know.
Mm.
And then, of course, mixes make a song sound so different. So I've had a few people telling me it would have fitted in nicely back in the early 90s, which really has surprised me.
It absolutely would.
I must say.
Yeah, you could back-to-back that with the best things in life for free and no one would spot the join.
So that is honestly wow.
And it's time for that music to come back again, isn't it? We've had the sort of 80s revival. We've had some sort of hints back to the 70s. It's about time the 90s came back again, isn't it?
I think so, especially as I was in the thick of it. So, you know.
Yes.
Let's bring it back.
Oh, dear. So what about plans for the future? As you say, you can't do the tours. The Let's Rock series being bashed. You've almost got the album finished. What else? Do you write your own stuff at all?
Well, I don't see myself as a songwriter, Neil, but I co-write. I enjoy co-writing with other artists, which, as you say, sadly, we can't do that now unless you want to do it on video call and then... It's just not the same.
Takes the soul out of it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does. But, you know, I like bouncing ideas off with other songwriters. And Turn on the Light was one of the songs I co-wrote with two other great songwriters. And there's various other tracks we recorded as well that haven't necessarily hit my album, but we'll use them maybe for future use or maybe if another artist might like them, they can have them as well. But I'm more a singer. I see myself more as a singer than a songwriter.
Fantastic. Well, we love your music and we love you singing songs. So plans for Christmas? Quiet Christmas?
Honestly, a quiet one. We booked to go out for Christmas lunch at a restaurant just not far from where we lived about 2-3 months ago. All fully booked. and then we contacted another two, all fully booked. So I'm thinking people are so fed up with this lockdown. They do not want to be at home.
No.
Everywhere has been booked out. So we're a little bit frustrated, but my husband and I decided, you know what? We're going to stay at home. We're going to have a quiet Christmas and we're going to dress up. I'm going to put the hair and makeup. I'm going to put the false lashes, you name it.
Oh, my crikey. Now, you're originally from Zimbabwe and Zambia. So is it a traditional English Christmas or have you got some Zimbabwe-Zambian tricks up your sleeve?
It's a traditional English Christmas because, you know, Zambia, Zimbabwe are English-speaking countries and we're taken to English-speaking schools. So everything is very, very English. Of course, you have your Zimbabwe, Zambian food, and they have a dish that's called, in Zimbabwe, they call it sadza. It's made out of maize meal. So, you know, and it's cooked till it becomes quite hard enough for you to roll in your hand and then mix it in your relish with it's, you know, bean stew or chicken stew.
Ooh.
So that's all, yeah, it's lovely. That's always in the midst of your turkey or your roast chicken and potatoes. Yeah, so you have a mix of that as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, listen, we hope you have a lovely Christmas with the family, even if it does mean you've got to put a penny on with your lashes and all your makeup. Good luck with the single. Lovely to catch up with you. And we'll catch up again
Thank
when
you,
the
Neil.
Next single gets produced and then finally we'll get an album out
Absolutely.
Of you.
Absolutely. You've got me on Siri now, you see, so there's no escaping me.
Exactly. Rosanna, lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Lovely to talk to you too, Neil. Thank you.